WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listoftheref.com presents the Modern Day Football Show, a weekly look inside the Wildcat season featuring comments from head coach Mike Gable and a member of this year's team. The Modern Day Football Show is brought to you each week by Hoppy & Sons Construction, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, Award World Trophies, and by Loppy Heating and Air. The show is also brought to you by To The Point Therapeutic Massage and by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
It's week five of the Modern Day Football Show here on WREF 97.7 FM. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. We'll hear from Mike Campbell, the head coach, and he'll talk to us about last week against Memorial, the first speed bump of the season for the once undefeated Modern Day Wildcats. And the question for Coach Gable is, how does that all translate into tomorrow's game against Jasper? We're also going to hear from Braden Black, a senior lineman for the Wildcats, and he'll tell us about his role in tomorrow's Jasper game and what he's done so far this season to make Modern Day successful in the trenches. It's all brought to you by our prize sponsors here on the Ref, making it possible. Shout out to Loppy Heating and Air, Hoppy and Sons Construction, Evansville Estate Emporium, United Fidelity Bank, and Award World Trophies. We'll take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. Mike Gable, the head coach, will join us in a moment right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our five convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Loppy Heating and Air is starting its second 100 years as a local heating and air contractor serving the entire tri-state area. For the past century, Loppy Heating and Air has been offering professional services when it comes to both new installs and maintenance, as well as duct sealing. They are a Carrier factory authorized dealer and employ certified technicians. Reduce your energy costs this year by having Loppy Heating and Air service your heating and cooling units. Loppy Heating and Air, 812-425-9464.
Hoppy & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppy & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppy & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppyandsons.com.
To The Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To The Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To The Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
You've got places to go, and better banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on week five of the Modern Day Football Show with the head coach, Mike Abel. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you, coach. Really appreciate the time.
Well, thanks, Brad, for having us. After last week's debacle, I'm surprised you do.
Oh, come on now. Every single week we're happy to have you. But let's talk about last week. 41-13, yes, a loss against a really, really good Memorial team. How good? Well, right now they're the top team in the state. So certainly a good test for you guys. What did you learn about your team against maybe the toughest team you'll face all season long?
Well, we feel like we could have played better. Memorial had a lot to do with that. You know, a couple fake punts. We dropped the opening two passes of the game. We did move the ball. We just couldn't quite get it done again. And give credit to Memorial. They just played very well, very well coached. And I think they beat us in every phase of the game, including coaching. So we're learning from it. And the players have come back, and they're starting to get a little bit more of a step right now. They're getting focused on Jasper, and we're putting Memorial behind us. We got a heck of a challenge this week.
Yeah, this week against Jasper, and we'll talk about that later on in the program. But, you know, I do want to ask you about the residual effects of a loss. And, you know, it's something that this team, this iteration of modern-day football, hadn't done until last week, starting the season 3-0. And unfortunately, this is the way it is in sports. It's the way it is in life. Usually you learn more from the losses than you do from the wins. So do the players kind of take that on the nose, or are they disappointed and just trying to shake it off? Or are they embracing that speed bump, the first speed bump, really, in 2024?
Well, they know they can play better, and they realize that Memorial is a very good team. They had us on our heels. There was just some big plays, big third down, fourth down plays that Memorial capitalized on, and that's the mark of a good team or a great team. We did not do that, and we didn't stop them, and at times we were really flat-footed or totally on our heels. So we've got to correct that if we're going to be competitive, particularly with this game coming up and just in general. We just got to become better and more confident. You know, we've had a little bit of illness and things like that. I'm sure everyone else has had it as well. But we're not, I wouldn't say full strength yet, but we're trying to get there.
Sure. Mike Abel, the head coach for Modern Day here on WREF, week five of the Modern Day Football Show. You know, Coach, I'll ask you one more question about the Memorial game, and that's about the defensive side of the football with them putting up 41 points. Now, granted, their defense was really effective, and it's not just about one side of the football, but when you look at the tape and you try to figure out what your defense was doing against them and eventually how they scored the 41, how would you diagnose the shortcomings of the defense in the Memorial game and trying to rectify that going forward?
Well, we guys got to get better and play more assignment football and play with a little bit more confidence. We'd had confidence the week prior against Vincennes, and, you know, the come-from-behind victory over Castle was great for our psyche, but we didn't carry through with that this past weekend. Memorial came out ready to play. They were hitting on all cylinders from the get-go, and we kind of let some things happen to us that I think are uncharacteristic for us, but once again, give credit to Memorial. They took it to us, and it's sometimes we accepted that. We just got to get more aggressive, more physical, and maybe a little quicker and understand our assignments better.
Mike Abel, the head coach for Modern Day Football, here on WREF for Week 5 of the Modern Day Football Show, talking about last week, but also getting ready for tomorrow against Jasper. And we are here on the Ref. We're back in a moment. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Modern Day Football Show on 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Motley Heating and Air is starting its second 100 years as a local heating and air contractor serving the entire tri-state area. For the past century, Lapa Heating and Air has been offering professional services when it comes to both new installs and maintenance, as well as debt ceiling. They are a Carrier factory authorized dealer and employ certified technicians. Reduce your energy costs this year by having Lapa Heating and Air service your heating and cooling units. Lapa Heating and Air, 812-425-9464.
Hoppe & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppe & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppe & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppeandsons.com.
To the Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To the Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To the Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on week five of the Modern Day Football Show with the senior lineman, Braden Black. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you, Braden. Really appreciate the time.
Yeah.
So when you look back on this past week, as you get ready for tomorrow, we'll talk about the game on Friday as well. But as you look back on the Memorial game, first loss of the year, what did this team learn from that game that they can apply to the rest of the season, namely tomorrow's game?
Yeah, I think we just got to be more physical all around, and we just got to stick to the game plan. We got kind of out of sorts during the game, so we got things fixed.
Hey, Braden. Okay. Bad connection. That's okay. Braden Black here on WREF for Week 5 of the Modern Day Football Show. And so we'll move forward. Braden, you got a game tomorrow against Jasper, and the team is 2-2, but this team, this Jasper team, they're tough. What's it going to take to get a win on Friday?
Yeah, I think we just got to be really physical. I mean, we know they're aggressive. We know what they can do. So we just got to prepare and be ready for the game.
How has this season been for you? Senior year, final ride, has it been what you expected or any different? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, it's been great so far. It's been flying by, but we really set on one goal. We just take it week by week, try to get better every day.
Braden Black here on WREF, senior lineman for the Modern Day Wildcats, coming up on their game tomorrow against the 2-2 Jasper football team that has proven to be an extremely difficult test for certain teams this season so far. Now, Braden, I'll ask you about your 1-11th when it comes to the Jasper game. Yes, you're a senior leader, and yes, guys are going to be looking to you, and yes, you can speak to what needs to happen for the team, but what about you? What is your role in tomorrow's game against Jasper?
Yeah, I think, I mean, our line just got to, we got to be able to move the ball. We got to be really physical. And I think we've been really working hard and practicing on it all week.
WREF Week 5 of the Modern Day Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Hey, Braden, really, really appreciate the time and good luck.
Yep, thanks for having me.
You got it. We take a step aside right here on WREF, and Mike Gable will tell us a little bit more about Jasper and that game for tomorrow right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The ref, always the right call.
Bobby Heating and Air is starting its second 100 years as a local heating and air contractor serving the entire tri-state area. For the past century, Lapi Heating and Air has been offering professional services when it comes to both new installs and maintenance, as well as duct sealing. They are a Carrier factory authorized dealer and employ certified technicians. Reduce your energy costs this year by having Lapi Heating and Air service your heating and cooling units. Lapi Heating and Air, 812-425-9464.
Hoppe & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppe & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppe & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppeandsons.com.
To the Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To the Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To the Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our five convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Wrapping up shop on week 5 of the Modern Day Football Show with the head coach Mike Gable. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you getting ready for tomorrow's bout against Jasper. The Wildcats trying to get back on track after last week's loss against one of the best teams in the state, if not the best team in the state, and that's Memorial. So, coach, against Jasper, what needs to happen to get back in the win column?
Well, we've got to play, I think I mentioned the first section, assignment football, particularly against a team like Jasper because of their offense. We don't see it very often in the SIAC, and Coach Lewis does a great job. They execute well. They find a way to puncture a defense, and they'll keep hammering away until the defense stops, and then they'll switch gears. They run a lot of, triple option. They run misdirection. And the quarterback, Gutel, he's not real big. He's about like Tate as far as size go, but he's very deceptive as far as his speed and also his ability to run the ball. He can do it all. Plus, he's got a very good arm as well. So we got to be concerned with him, but they put their big boys in at fullback, Smith and Hillsman, and they've had good luck against us in the past running the ball off, in the middle of the field. Off guard, and we haven't really stopped it as well as we should have or could have, but their defense is tough. It'll be an odd man front. They're very aggressive. They'll be blitzing a lot, so we know we got our hands full, that's for sure.
How do you prepare for a triple offense, rather a triple option, your defense against their offense? Because, like you said, it is so unique. How do you get the kids ready?
Well, I think it boils down to assignment again. If we can get each player to understand his duty every play, we should be okay, but that's a tall order. That's a tall task, and we're not quite there yet. So we're working on it, and we're trying to get better. We hope that by Friday night we're ready to go. I know the entire city of Jasper will probably be at the game. It's homecoming. They have a small parade. They have Hall of Fame inductions. And they got a lot going on. And I know that Coach Lewis is going to have them ready to play. They're going to want to win this game pretty heavily.
Well, so does Notre Dame, and so far, Coach, you've made a habit of doing just that. Three wins in the first four games. It doesn't get too much better than that, and I really, really appreciate your time. Good luck tomorrow against Jasper, and looking forward to seeing what you guys do after the Memorial game and seeing how you guys come out against, like you said, a really, really good Jasper football team.
Well, thanks, Brad. I hope we bounce back, too. We'll find out pretty soon at 6:30 Friday night. It's on the line. Thank you.
I love it. All right. You've been listening to Week 5 of the Modern Day Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
You have been listening to the Modern Day Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. This week's show has been brought to you by Hoppy & Sons Construction, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville State Emporium, Award World Trophies, and by Loppy Heating and Air. The show has also been brought to you by To The Point Therapeutic Massage and by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. The Modern Day Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.